Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. One of the saddest things you'll have to deal with in your entire life, and we've both dealt with it recently on the air. Ally, most recently with her cat, me last year with my dog of 18 years almost, Chloe, is when you have to say goodbye to a pet.
I know, and then when they die, you go, why? I'll never get another pet. I don't want to ever have to go through this again. And then you get a new one.
Do it again. Even something as small as a fish. When my fish died and Vanessa had to deliver the news to my kid, and this is what that sounded like.
So your betta fish, Reddit, ready? He died.
Yeah.
He is in rainbow heaven with Chloe.
So even it's a sad thing to deal with. And Ace and Ray are in our studio right now. They are the current owners of Bischoff's Pet Preservation, which started originally as something you guys were doing for Hollywood, talking about big exotic animals, has now really blown up where people are doing freeze drying. I mean, for lack of a better word, I guess that's what you do with their own animal, their own pets, right?
Correct, yeah.
And this is happening now a lot, like more often. This is something that the concept of keeping your animal in your living room on display still seems weird, but it's becoming less weird by the day.
Absolutely, yeah. So it's been kind of a trend. Well, it's I guess the last few years it's been kind of like snowballing. So it's
such a common pet name.
Yeah, snowballing. Another snowball.
Yeah, yeah. And when people ask you, is it mainly, you know, like right next to me, I'm sitting next to a taxidermy pet dog.
Oh my God.
And it's insane how real it looks. And when people are coming to you, is it mainly the whole animal that they want to get taxidermied? Or because you also have a heart and people want certain body parts done.
Where's the heart? Hold on. Check. We're on YouTube right now as well. Can you hold that up?
Yeah.
So oh, man.
Dude, this is insane.
I thought that was one of Allie's cavities from yesterday.
This is actually my snack.
I better keep that away from Allie.
We nice protein.
We get hungry this late in the show. Look at what is that? That's the heart of a what? A dog?
So, no, that's the heart of a cat.
It's cats
cat.
Have hearts? I didn't even know. Look at that. Hey. Unbelievable. Look at that thing. So some people will say, I want that preserved, so that a different way to celebrate the life of my animal.
Exactly. Yeah.
Now, listen, I'm one of these guys, and I know even Vanessa, when she was coming in here helping you guys move some of these animals, she goes, I can't touch them. The whole thing's too weird. A lot
if
of people.
If you pet this dog, it's like you're petting a dog. It's
that's
crazy.
The part that's crazy right now. I'm looking at a dog. I mean, this was someone's animal. This was someone's pet, right?
Yeah, that was someone's pet.
Can I pick it up?
Of course.
And, I'm not going to hurt it.
This is so sad. And there's something about it that is beautiful in some ways and also incredibly freaky. Now, yeah. Jake the Nerd on our show, he works in that office back there. He's got 6 dead things in there with him right now. Jake, what are some of your dead things? Because we're going to let you try to impress these guys, and these are pros.
Well, I got a vial of tentacles. I got a beetle, I got a seahorse and a vial, I got an alligator head, and I got a frog holding a baseball bat with a baseball on it.
Are you guys impressed by that stuff, or is that like amateur taxidermy?
I mean, not bad.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good. Yeah. Wait till you see it. He's going to come in here in a second and show you guys. But what would the process be? So I'm a guy, I had a little dog, loved this thing, it was the greatest dog of my entire life. We had tough decision to make at the end, and they give you the terrible options. You want to cremate it with the other animals. You want to give it its own cremation. Yeah. You want to just put it in a shoebox in the backyard like I did with my family dog growing up. Or, new option, they go to you and they say, what would it cost to... Is it formaldehyde? Is it freeze-dry? What do you do?
It's to preserve. So what we do is we freeze-dry the pet. But when they originally come to us, what we do is... First, we got to figure out what they want, because not everybody wants a full preservation. So some people do just want ashes and a pile cast and urn, or we'll do like a portrait. And then, but many of the clients do want full preservation, and that's why we offer that.
I mean, if you think about it, if you have like a big guard dog...
Put that right in front of the front door.
Yeah, and it seems like there's a sleeping dog right on the doorstep. Yeah. Nobody's going to porch pirate that house.
No, you don't want to move. Sure. It's unbelievable. In fact, I'd like to get someone else's big dog in front of me, because then I don't have an emotional connection.
Yeah, can you climb by someone else's pet?
Yeah, is that possible?
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I'm interested. And what is the price point on this? If somebody wants a heart or a foot or a whole dog?
I mean, it depends on what the weight of the pet is generally. I mean, it starts at about $2,600.
Oh, for a whole pet.
Yeah,
for a whole pet.
Yeah.
And how long will it look that good? How long will that dog look that good? Forever?
Forever.
Forever.
Seriously?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
absolutely. And it can't get fleas anymore?
Well,
I mean, if you leave it in a garage, it's like rotten or something.
Oh,
poor.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Now, if you take care, I mean, our business has been around for over 100 years, and we've got pets that have still been around from like way back in the
day. Whoa. And what is inside of it? Like, what did you fill it with? Is that cotton stuffed animal stuff? What's in there?
No, it's just foam. It's just literally, the center section is just actually foam, but the skeletal structure still remains.
Whoa.
So that's how you get the pet to look the way your pet naturally looks on the way
in our studio now at K-Rock. By the way, we're chatting with Ace and Ray. These are the current owners of Bischoff's Pet Preservation and Bischoff's The Animal Kingdom. You've seen probably some of their animals in movies, right? You guys have done a lot of movie stuff before. What are some of the movies you're big, like the lions, the tigers, you have the snakes? They've been in, I'm sure, a ton of films. What are some of the big ones?
Well, most recently, Yellowstone.
Oh, the show.
The show, yeah.
Yeah,
so we did a lot of the animals for them.
Yeah.
Landman, The Revenant.
Yeah. So you
the Revenant, that bear that he crawled inside?
Right.
That was your bear?
It was a lot of the suits he was wearing when he was in the waters and a lot of that stuff.
Wow.
A lot of American Horror Stories.
And people are spending $2,500, give or take, depending if you would like to leave, if you'd like to keep your animal in your living room. Oh, my God, that's a dead cat. Oh, my God.
And it's so soft.
We're on YouTube right now. Allie, was that your cat or no?
No. Oh. Doesn't look like her. When people ask you what you do for a living and you tell them, what is the general reaction? Is it like, oh, my God, that's so cool? Or like people are creeped out and horrified?
Well, we get mixed reactions, you know. Some people think it's cool. Some people think it's creepy, you know.
Yeah. Vanessa, what would it take for you to come in here and hold this cat?
No, I can't. It like makes my heart race. Because
you want to hold the heart? Is that what you're saying?
What?
You want to hold a heart while your heart races?
Vanessa, can you come in here and pet this cat that
I
was holding?
I literally don't want to.
What if it was the cat's dying wish to be pet by you?
No, I already, like when I saw them, my heart started racing because like, think about it. They were alive and now they're just there.
I know, but they look so peaceful.
No,
and I think about at home, I just have a box with Zoe's ashes.
Right.
To actually see her, like, laying there.
Would you wish you would have done this, Allie? Because
I wonder if it would be weird for the new pet.
The new pet to see it. What have you heard from any owners that have said what happens when their new pet or their other pet sees their former brother
like,
or sister?
Man, I better listen.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, I mean, they usually take
they don't freak out, but we had a situation where their new pet started
humping.
Chewing.
No, chewing. Oh,
damn.
No. That's not good.
So
yeah.
That wasn't good.
Yeah, you got to get through it. Well, in my house, that's what would happen immediately. That's why I can't bring it into my house. My dog's a humper. So, Jake, would you like to bring in one of your oddities now to try to impress?
Yeah.
These guys are pros. They're not impressed easily. What are you going to bring in, Jake? Oh, he's coming
in. Bring in my frog.
Okay, watch this, guys.
Now, this is like the boardwalk version.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, do you want your pet to be holding a baseball bat while riding a surfboard?
Tell me what you guys think of this. Now, this is Jake, that's a real frog you're bringing in now?
This is a real frog.
Are you guys impressed?
Holding a baseball bat.
Guys, I want you to be serious for a second. How impressive is that on a scale of 1 to not at all?
3 or 4, maybe. Yeah. Creativity level, I'll give it like 4 or 5.
Right. Yeah.
It was a present.
Jake is so happy you guys are in here right now.
Yeah, pretty good.
Well, look.
That's pretty good.
It's pretty good. I like that. Well, listen, it's fascinating stuff. What's your website? People want to check you out.
Bischoffsanimals.com.
All right.
And what's the weirdest pet that you've taxidermied? Like a pet, not a wild animal.
Yeah.
Well, we had a lot of reptiles.
Wallaby.
There's
a little
wallaby
for sure.
Wallaby.
Would you do a human for the right price?
Good question. I guess everything has a price.
Yeah. I think Vanessa would be the most affordable.
I think, yeah, if we're paying by the pound here, we got to do Vanessa. She only took a little bit of foam. What would that, is that legal to even do that with a human or not?
We haven't looked into it.
Yeah.
So we don't know. We would have to look into the legalities of it. But
I mean, it's not legal, but it's pretty much what they already do.
Yeah. Right.
If you go to a viewing, they're doing the same exact thing.
It's so true.
Right. You're just missing the freeze dry phase.
Right. Right. So that's
like
the
people,
key.
Exactly. So people freak out, but it's the same thing.
And you can just have him like standing against the wall like a grandfather clock.
Well,
there's Grandpa. He's
there
right
he
over
is.
There.
It's great. It's just your actual grandfather holding a clock.
Yeah.
He's right there. It's pretty cool. Well, listen, fascinating. And the fact that people in L.A. are doing this now, business is up over 40%, people that are deciding to do this with their own pets now. So you never really have to say goodbye. It just lives forever.
I know. Yeah.
All right. Well, guys, thank you so much. Ace, Ray. Once again, we'll put up all the info on the socials. But check out the video right now on YouTube. You got to see what's going on in the K-Rock studio. It's wild. Check it out on K-Rock.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What, do you want to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.